As we celebrate Independence Day today, we remember black soldiers who fought on both sides in the Revolutionary War. The British recruited slaves by promising them freedom if they joined their side. The Continental Army had no such policy, but still, many slaves fought on George Washington's side, hoping to win their freedom. Correspondent Tom Moore has been talking with historians and some of the descendants of the slaves who fought for freedom.
Starting off with a Revolutionary War soldier born on the eastern shore of Maryland, James Robinson. He's a slave who fought both in the Revolutionary War and the War of 1812, then earning his freedom. Morgan Freeman narrated this Detroit Area Library Network video paying tribute to Robinson. After his military service, Robinson settled in Michigan later in his life after he was freed.
I was born on the eastern shore of Maryland in the year of our Lord, 1753, in a state of slavery, and belonged to Francis DeShields. He was a colonel in Washington's army. I was with him through the whole course of the Revolutionary War. There, human blood ran down in torrents till the waters of the river were red as crimson.
Details about Robinson's life are sketchy. A recent Baltimore Sun story quotes a Maryland historian. He could find no records of Robinson's service, but that lack of documentation was pretty normal back then, and that Robinson's story is plausible. More about slavery and the Revolutionary War from George Washington University in Washington, D.C., and the late Professor James Horton. This is an excerpt from a Gilder Lehrman Institute of American History interview.
The Revolution and its rhetoric is having an effect in the North, which is making it more difficult for those states to justify slavery. Then at the same time, you get, during the Revolution, the British offering freedom to slaves who will come to the British lines and support the British cause. And they do by the tens of thousands.
Another black Revolutionary War soldier was Ishmael Titus. Here's his descendant, dance instructor Deidre Lavelle, reading from a plaque honoring Titus in North Carolina. The plaque saying 5,000 African Americans, free and enslaved, served with white troops, suffering the same hardships.
Another local African American soldier was Ishmael Titus, who served as a substitute for his master, Lawrence Ross. He was granted his freedom after the war and died at the ripe old age of 110 in Massachusetts.
And Lavelle says one thing her ancestor's story has shown her is that life here in the 1700s was a lot more diverse than we might think.
I would imagine America looked very much then like it does now, because the laws were not in place to restrict people's upward mobility or their lives based on laws of slavery or immigration or whatever it was that maintained a separation.
Lavelle's distant cousin, Solomon Titus Taylor, is a retired Marine Corps gunnery sergeant. He's the one who first told Lavelle about the Revolutionary War hero Ishmael Titus and their connection to him.
These are the untold stories of our American heroes. We had family members that fought for America to be free when they weren't free themselves.
And back to Maryland's eastern shore for one more African-American Revolutionary War soldier, Thomas Kearney, a man who fought in many battles for the Maryland line. I'm Tom Moore for 88.1 WYPR.
Tom Moore is a journalism professor at the City University of New York at York College. He is a native Baltimorean, now living in Brooklyn. Moore is also a CBS radio news writer.